to Also Important on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just listened to Battle Lines by Cara Cara Bonito from their EP Civilization 1 that was released last fall, or I should say fall of 2019. exciting show today, being that this group, Cara Cara Bonito, aka KKB, one of my favorite groups, just released their new EP, the sequel to Civilization 1, called Civilization 2, a week ago from tomorrow, so last Wednesday. It's really great, I gotta say, some of my favorite material by them so far. So being that it's a sequel to their previous EP, thought I'd start off today's show with that previous EP. So again, that was the first track, Battle Lines. Up next, going to be doing another one from that called When the Fires Come. And then stay tuned for, I'd say, about 10 minutes from now. We're going to be diving into Civilization 2, the new EP. Going to listen to the entire thing the full way through. It's only three tracks. So yeah, looking forward to that one. But this here is When the Fires Come by Cara Cara Bonito.
Back to my place, take my makeup off, show you my best disguise. You believe in my heart, you believe in my kind. It's a tragedy, boy. Every time you ask me, I don't know what I'm feeling. Your heart singing me a
You just listened to He Said, She Said, the new single from Churches. Before that was Comeback by Carly Rae Jepsen from Dedicated Side B. The Carly Rae song, shout out to Eli, he put me onto a different song from Dedicated Side B, Now I Don't Hate California at All. Very nice song. Yes, those were her B-sides from her 2019 album, Dedicated, would recommend. And then, yeah, new single from Churches. Longtime listeners of the show will remember that I am a fan of the group Churches. I used to play them a lot back in fall of 2018. Haven't listened to them too much, but they got a new single out. Believe they got a new album coming out on the way, so I'm digging it, and I look forward to the new album. But without further ado, as I mentioned before, new KKB EP, Civilization 2. This first song, they already released as a single, and I played a few weeks ago, called The Princess and the Clock. But it's so great, and also it's only proper that we listen to the entire three songs all the way through. So here we go. Cara Cura Bonito, Civilization 2. Let's go.
Thank you. Benjamin. On the cook. Thank you.
We have survived 100 apocalypses. Doomsday hasn't come yet. You cannot stop civilization.
So you just listened to Well Rested by Cara Carabonito. Before that was 210420, and before that was The Princess and the Clock, all from their newly released Civilization 2 EP. So yeah, it already really stood out to me. Definitely one of my favorite projects by them. Probably some of my favorite music by them released since their last full album, Time and Place, in 2018. I think they brought a lot of really cool ideas to their music that they just continue to explore. Like Time and Place did a whole new sound. Last 2 years ago, Civilization 1 introduced like this kind of sound they're doing now in Civ 2, but I think they really came into their own in this one. The band had a lot of really cool things to say, so I'm not going to go through all of them, but I would encourage checking out like some interviews or like some online articles and stuff they wrote about the EP. I really like how they used a lot of like old technology to make this EP. So Gus and Jamie, who are the producers, and Sarah's the singer, they were talking about how they use equipment that's been around for like 35 years, like old synths and stuff, but just using it in a new way to give it that like modern sound. This definitely does not really sound like something that would have come out in like the 80s, and yet using it in a new way, which I think is really cool. One other cool thing I'll mention is they had mentioned an inspiration for this EP is something called the Codex Serafinianus. Probably saying that wrong, but it's basically this book created by this artist named Luigi Serafini, which is like an encyclopedia of made-up myths and stories in a completely made-up language that this guy Luigi Serafini created. So it's basically just symbols and stuff, and it's got crazy pictures like an umbrella with legs and like weird like anthropomorphic creatures. And basically the idea is like what he wanted to recreate was how a child would read a book without understanding any of the words and kind of like have that same experience for an adult reading it because it's a made up language. So I think it's a really cool idea, and it kind of translates to their EP. They're like telling different stories, but with no kind of real logical timeline, kind of just like different stories at different times. And I think it's really cool. And they actually like, along with this EP, they created their own font, which was basically just like a bunch of made up symbols. So yeah, it doesn't make any sense, but it's like a bunch of like cool like symbols that basically go along with the aesthetic of the album. So yeah, KKB dropping some really cool stuff. Going to be listening to this one a lot. Up next, got a new song by the singer Jordana and Magdalena Bay. I've played some of Mag Bay's music here before. Shout out to my friend Pat for putting me onto this. It's a pretty cool collab, so I hope you guys enjoy this one.
You took me all around. I tumbled. Easy come, easy go, that's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open, why were they open? Ooh. Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash, you did. To give me all your love is all I ever ask. Cause what you don't understand is I'd catch a grenade. My car. Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash, yes you did. To give me all your love is all I ever ask. Cause what you don't understand is I'd catch a grenade.
Just listen to Grenade by Bruno Mars from his 2010 album Doo-Wops and Hooligans. Yep, you heard it correctly. Been listening to that album. Well, I really only listened to it once last week, but I used to listen to that a lot when, well, back when it came out when I was 10. It was one of the first albums I can only remember like listening to a bunch. Absolutely classic. Definitely hoping for more Silk Sonic soon, Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak. But yeah, time for a PSA. This one's called Space Heater Safety Tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for a third of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, up next, got some fresh new music, came out last Friday. This is the Save Your Tears remix, The Weeknd and Ariana Grande. just listened to Bruises by Chairlift. Before that was I'll Take It Boring by Jordana. Got 10 minutes left of the show, just enough time for some throwback music. First up, we got The Tide Is High by Blondie. Please enjoy.
Thank you. she's beside me, I know I need never care. But to love her is to need her everywhere. Knowing that love is to share. Each one believing that love never dies. Watching their eyes and hoping I'm all. She's beside me, I know I need never care. But to love her is to need her everywhere. Knowing that love is to share. Each one believing that love never dies. Watching their eyes and hoping I'm always there.
Listened to Here, There, and Everywhere by the Beatles from Revolver. Before that was The Tide is High by Blondie. Well, got just about a minute left, so that's all we have, all the time we have for the show today. I was going to play the song What a Life, featured in the movie Another Round, which just won the Oscar for Best International Film. I saw that about 2 weeks ago, and it was really great, and it featured this song by a Danish group called Scarlet Pleasure, but if I remember, I guess we'll have to do it next week. But hope everyone has a great day. Stay tuned for TARDIS Jukebox starting in 1 minute. And yeah, got 20 seconds left, so I guess we'll just ride us out. But you know, watch the Oscars on Sunday. You know, it's interesting. It's interesting. Actually, this year I saw most of the nominees, which is exciting because in the past few years I haven't really been paying much attention to the nominees. But so that was interesting. But I'll just let the pre-recorded message play now. So yeah, hope everyone has a great day. Thanks for listening. Tune in same time next week.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.